An artist from Columbia, Missouri, is upset that the U.S. Mint has rejected his design for the state quarter. He's protesting by putting stickers with his design on the back of real quarters. Today, he'll be handing out those sticker-covered quarters in front of the U.S. Treasury building here in Washington. Missy Shelton of member station KSMU in Springfield, Missouri, reports.
More than 178,000 Missourians voted over the internet last year for the design they wanted to see on their state's quarter. The drawing of Lewis and Clark in a canoe with the St. Louis Arch in the background received the majority of votes. It's the work of artist Paul Jackson. Even though his design was the top pick, that did not ensure the design would be on the Missouri quarters. The U.S. Mint asked states to submit the top five choices. Two national advisory committees evaluated the designs for historical accuracy and artistic integrity. Doug Heacock, spokesperson for the Mint, says that's when the state's top pick got discarded.
The Commission on Fine Arts wanted to make sure that the image featured on the coin is one that is historically simple, if you will. That's sort of an odd term, I suppose, but they want one historical theme represented and not multiple ones. And his having Lewis and Clark and their expedition is great, but his design had the St. Louis Arch also behind them, which created sort of an anachronism, which they did not want to have on a coin.
But that argument does not convince the artist. Jackson says the Mint has already put a mixed-theme design on one of the state quarters.
The astronauts weren't around when we had the Wright Flyer either. If you look at Ohio's quarter, they didn't say that historical accuracy was part of the criteria for dismissing design. Certainly, if you can have an astronaut and the Wright Flyer on the same coin, you can have the Arch and Lewis and Clark. They are of the same theme. Lewis and Clark opened the way for westward expansion, and that's what the Arch symbolizes.
Jackson has decided to fight the Mint to make sure Missourians' top choice isn't forgotten. So far, he's handed out 4,000 quarters in Missouri and Washington, D.C., bearing a sticker of his design. But this form of protest isn't going over well with all Missourians. Craig Warren owns Springfield Rare Coins in Springfield, Missouri.
I think it's pretty self-centered. I think it's self-centered that he believes so strongly in his design that he's going to put it on a quarter anyway. No, it kind of sounds like he's a sore loser.
I'm being a sore winner, actually. I won the internet vote. The people of Missouri chose this design, and if the people of Missouri want it, they should have it.
Jackson says he'll continue to put stickers on quarters until a court forces the Mint to reconsider its process for evaluating designs. And if you should happen to get one of the quarters with Jackson's sticker on it, coin dealer Craig Warren says it won't be worth more than 25 cents.
Altered and defaced coins are generally not worth anything. You know, I just don't believe in defacing our money. And yeah, if he's done 4,000 quarters like that, he's defacing the quarters.
Some artists in other states are embroiled in a battle with the U.S. Mint over the way their designs appeared on their state's quarters. But Paul Jackson is the first to put his original design on quarters using stickers. He says it's the best way to stick it to the Mint. But the Mint might have the last word. There's a federal investigation into Jackson's actions. It's illegal to attach anything to U.S. currency. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton in Springfield, Missouri.